This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The district attorney is pointing the blame at Philadelphia judges for not keeping Keon King behind bars while he awaited a preliminary hearing in an armed kidnapping case earlier this year. King has been charged with kidnapping and the disappearance of Kata Scott, who's been missing for 2 weeks now. KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more.
This goes back to basically May. There was a case that we had reported on that ended up being withdrawn by the prosecutor's office. It was a woman who says that King allegedly kidnapped her, assaulted her, strangled her in January. She filed a report with police. They filed charges. They say that the judge in this case, District Attorney Larry Krasner, said that the judge lowered bail to $200,000, or basically 10% he would have to post, from their request of $1 short of $1 million. So then he said, and he was asked in this, why didn't they appeal that bail? They go ahead and appeal that bail. And Krasner says that judges don't like to be woken up at night, and often this stuff happens overnight with phone calls, and that they would then lower the bail even more if they were woken up at night. The reason that's important about the bail is because they say that they had to withdraw the case because both the witness and the victim were afraid that King was out of jail because he had posted that bail.
Two men tried to rob an armored truck driver at a Wawa in northeast Philadelphia this morning, but fled the scene when the driver opened fire on them. That's according to Philadelphia police, who say this happened just before 8 a.m. at the Wawa at Frankfort Avenue and Meridian Street in Holmesburg. This was involving a Loomis armored truck. No one was hurt. Police are still looking for the suspects. There are more than 2,500 No Kings 2.0 Trump administration protests taking place throughout the country on Saturday. That includes one right here in Philadelphia. Street closures and SEPTA bus detours are expected in Center City because of the rally. KYW's John McDevitt spoke to an organizer.
We have a president who somehow thinks that he can do everything. He acts like a king, which is why the march is called No Kings.
Meg Berlin is on the leadership team of Indivisible Philadelphia. She says thousands are expected to gather on the north side of City Hall and march down Market Street around 12:30 p.m. to Independence Mall, where a No Kings 2.0 rally will take place.
This is a time for us to show that the majority of Americans don't like what's happening, and they want to see democracy and the rule of law adhered to.
There's a long list of speakers scheduled, including Congressman Brendan Boyle, Congresswoman Mary Gay Scanlon, Dr. Ayla Stanford of the Black Doctors Coalition, and Danny Botter, president of the Philadelphia AFL-CIO. The last time the rallies were held were on June 14th, President Trump's birthday. The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, is calling the actions Hate America rallies. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
A preliminary report from New Jersey's Department of Environmental Protection details the impact of some recent storms down the the shore. Beach erosion is the biggest issue, as we hear from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
This most recent nor'easter brought waves right up to the dunes in many areas along the Jersey shore. DEP Commissioner Sean LaTourette says while there wasn't catastrophic damage, it was pretty bad, and they're still assessing some areas.
There's more frequent wave run-up to upper beaches and to seawall or into the dunes themselves.
He says major public safety concerns are likely to be addressed soon while holding off on full beach replenishment until the spring.
I don't think we'll see a considerable immediate effort here because we've got some impacts that are likely to come that we often see in the winter months.
Officials in LBI, which the report identified as among the most impacted areas, say there are significant cliffs in some places, and public works officials are trying to reopen the beach access points wherever they can. One or two more of these storms, they say, would really cause a problem. LaTourette says the state is still waiting for financial commitments from the federal government to help with the rebuilding when that time comes. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
From 9 down to 2, the agencies running the Pennsylvania and New Jersey turnpikes have settled on two options to replace the Delaware River Bridge linking the highways. KYW's Mike DiNardo has more.
The turnpikes say rehabilitating the 70-year-old connector bridge is not an option after a truss crack that forced the temporary closure of the bridge in 2017. They've narrowed the choices down to two. One would take 8 years to build a new bridge in stages north of the existing bridge between Burlington and Bucks counties. Option two would build the new span all at once, taking 4 years. Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission Press Secretary Marissa Orbanek says one of the plans will be chosen early next year.
We're still in the preliminary stage, so we have these two alternatives. We're going to continue to study them, and we hope to bring one alternative to move forward with in spring of 2026.
But it'll be a while before the 68,000 daily vehicles using the bridge will cross any new span. Design and engineering work is expected to take until 2031, with construction starting after that. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.